Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out. No, don't turn and walk away. What I actually kind of bold. Oh, well, it's a question that should run deep, deep down in your soul. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries? What would happen with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them? What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What will this give to the mind of the world to win? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message of concern. What would happen to the world children put under a figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world children? It's a message of concern.
Tell me what would happen.
Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 54 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms that between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will.
A message
of concern. Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture open your eyes. What would they do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern. Civilized nations should want that their religions be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortal from the mortal. He, God, created. This is the message of concern. Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern.
Concern.
happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
Tell me what would happen.
What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race, presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men?
Tell me what would happen. Tell me what would happen.
What would this do?
What would this do?
Holy Quran 43 verse 64 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no pastor with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If they turn back, say, ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will. God's will.
Nations
should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, created. This is the message of concern.
Allahu Akbar. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha Muhammad Rasulullah. We bear witness again here on this Block Talk radio station. There ain't nothing deserves our worship besides the creator of this creation, whose proper name is Allah. He is the one who lives and he never dies. Creator of this earth, and he created everything in it, on it, to test it and see which one is worthy of what he want to give it for living the good life that God has trusted the human being to live. But we'll never be able to live that life as long as the lies are out in the world. And those lies that God got a son. And the son is a Caucasian. So we're here to talk about the message of concern. We are concerned. And our concern is removing this out of the world so we can get rid of so-called white supremacy. It's really evil supremacy. Ain't nothing white about it. Black as you can get it, because it brings nothing but evil out. And God said in Scripture, don't make no image of him. And when they broke that law, they brought all the evil and all the wickedness with it. So God said, don't do a thing, then it must be a terrible thing if you do it. So we're here tonight on Block Talk Radio Station, coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad. We are the Muslim. We're coming with the Block Talk Radio Station, and the Block Talk Radio Station is sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. And coming out of California too, and hope to spread all over the country, and maybe in the, all over the world, because that technology all human beings need in this day and time, especially our young people, because they getting the wrong technology in their hands when they get these violent video games, and where all day long they sitting there playing the video and killing and shooting up and blood popping everywhere. We understand that the man in Texas, the young man in Texas, was involved in those video games. And they are evil. They produce evil from the young people. And wise people change and fools stay the same. And we need to get those games out of the world, or out of our neighborhood, out of our stores, and out of our homes that we got. Well, we can keep, save the mind of our children, not get them in, so involved in the whole lot of killing and murdering. And if we do that, then we are adding to the insanity of this world. So we are tonight on Rock Star Radio Station. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar. I'm from Decatur, Georgia, along with my wife, Daya Akbar. We are the co-workers here on this show, and we are glad you joined us tonight. And we also have our brother Sujah Muhammad out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and his wife, Quran, from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we also have A. Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. He's another one of our brothers who are co-host workers. And then we have Imam, who is no other than Imam Ibrahim Abdullah, who is working on the show when he have the time. He's the Imam. We hope to see both of those brothers, all the brothers, tonight. So we have, we like to start our talk off with a prayer call. Al Fatah, we always play the message concerned by Sister Elmine, and she make it very clear that this is a real problem. This image has been raised up, and what it's doing to the minds and the hearts of the people of the world. So we're going to open up with a prayer called Al Fatah. First, we will say it in the Arabic language, and then we will say it in the English translation. Umalay Satan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbilalami, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Sirata al-Mustaqim, Sirata al-Ladina An'amta alayhim, Ghayri Maghdubi alayhim wa lad-dallin. We seek protection from Satan, the rejecting enemy, the outcast, with the name of God. God is most gracious, and Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and not of those who rap about thou, and not of those who would go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet you again in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world, the one that Abraham gave, Moses, Christ, Jesus, and Prophet Muhammad, and all the others that we don't have time to name all these prophets. They gave, when they were told to meet the people or go among the people, they had the best greeting, and the best greeting was peace be unto them. Not any people, God, peace be unto them. And that is what we hope to, that's what we're saying. And we're saying in the Arabic language, we're saying, Assalamu alaikum, simply mean God, peace be unto you. So we thank you for coming out. We're here to kill that idea about what you see in the world. We want this killing to stop. We want all the problems with people of color to stop. Then we had to go to the person who brought in the biggest lie that ever been told. We had to go to that source and kill it, uproot it. We had to go to the biggest liar that ever been produced, that God got a son, and his son all this admission to both and all the people up on all sides. God do not have any son. He did not send anybody to die for anybody's sin. If that was true, then everybody who have killed and murdered or broken somebody's house should never be brought to trial, because a great man named Christ Jesus died so all that could be already paid for and nobody should have to pay again. It's nothing but a lie. And you can talk out a lie. You can speak the truth to a lie, and the lie will soon go away. Because truth is stronger than falsehood. And when truth comes to knock out the brain of falsehood, knock out the meaning of falsehood, and that's falsehood, that somebody can die for anybody's sin. And a good man like Christ Jesus, and the way they put it and give it to you in the picture form they give you, Christ Jesus died. He didn't die. He was murdered. He was nailed to a cross. He was crucified, meaning he was murdered. And he was murdered. Why? According to the book, he was murdered because he was a good man. He was speaking the truth. But the Quran come to correct that. The Quran said never did they take a righteous man and nail him to the cross. They made it appear that happened. They made up a lie and made it appear like it happened. Never did God let any of his true devotee, a servant like a prophet, a messenger, or a seer, be nailed or be harmed by the people that he's trying to save, rescue. So all that is a lie. And that lie has been given to us. And that lie has been given to us to pass down from one generation to the next. Praise be to Allah. Allah wanted that lie to stop. And so Allah sent a message, seers in the world. And that seer is no other than Imam Wahid-Shadid Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad prayed for a majestic, prayed for one to come to revive the religion after religion has lost his flavor, has lost his strength. And Imam Wahid-Shadid Muhammad came in and he revived all the religions of the world. He revived them with truth. And Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And Imam Wahid-Shadid Muhammad brought the truth that have set us free, and we are able to set others free with this truth. We had to set the Caucasian free one time. Pardon, Elijah Muhammad had to set them free by saying, telling them that they weren't not, devils. Elijah had to say that. And that helped them. And now we're saying that they are not God. They are not white people. They're some of them really not human. And they have done a terrible thing by keep raising the image up. They have put themselves in the best position. And they have been some cruel people in that position. And we will to bring that lie that they've been living off of to end. And let them know that they are human beings. We all are the children of Adam. And we all supposed to be working together. And we supposed to love each other. And there's no paradise for either if one think they are better than others. If one treat one ugly and meaner and nasty, there's no paradise. Our Quran said none of us will get to paradise until we love. Until we love for our brothers, a love for our sisters, what we love for ourselves. So that's plain. We will never get to that. Is life after death. That is life after sleep. God is the idea of you waking up this morning means there's a life after sleep. And God woke you up this morning, and that's a sign to you that one day you're going to go to sleep and you're not going to wake up. You're going to wake up, but you're going to wake up on the other side. It's like you woke up in this side as a baby. You was dead. You didn't know nothing. But God woke you up on this side and let you be raised by your mother. And by this, and you should have common sense. And common sense come when you search for it, when you seek it. When you seek it, know what's right. Then you are seeking common sense. And common sense will tell you there's a power greater than you can ever imagine. You can't imagine who made put that sun up there in the sky that don't fall down. You don't. Your mind will not allow you adjust to the fact that there's a power greater than you can ever imagine. So you can't imagine. So you do what you do. Do what the Creator who have sent you, who have given you your life, do what He said through Scripture. If He said don't make no image of Him, and we said this is the root of racism, this is the foundation of racism, holding an image of a God and telling people that they are God's people. We are all of the servant of God. We come here to serve God. And when we work, when we take care of our family, when we keep our home clean and our neighborhood up to par, when we keep the world moving in the right direction, then we're serving Allah. We're serving the one who gave us this life, the one who the life going to return back to. Willingly or unwillingly, we're going to leave him, and we're going back to God for judgment. Ain't no in and buts about it. And God has told us the best one of us is one who obey him the best. So let's start obeying the Creator of this creation. Start working together and care and love and do what God said. Be a good neighbor. Not to want to take or misuse your neighbor. If you can treat your neighbor right, then you can treat your family right. And God said, save yourself, then go after saving your family. And we all are one family here on this great earth that God has planted us on. So let's get busy in trying to live a decent life. And Allah said, whether you be a Muslim, Jew, or Christian, your reward is with God. It ain't with nobody else. Your great reward is with God. And God is one who protects you. Without his protection, you have no protection. A bee can kill you. A snake can kill you. But with the protection of the Creator of grace, he'll keep them things out of your focus, out of your life. He will bless you with a good life, but you got to humble yourself. You got to be a good human being. You can't come with the arrogant idea that you know everything, that nobody can tell you what to do. When you start thinking like that, you are the handiwork of Satan. When you're the handiwork of God, you're submissive. You try to get along. You try to make good things happen. So we got other people in our queue. I see we got Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. We will bring him up to let him share some of the good news that he's been working on or he done discovered, or bring us something that will help us stay away from the evil of this world. He always brings us something good. So I'm going to bring on Brother Muhammad, A. Muhammad, out of Columbus, Georgia. Brother Muhammad out of Columbus, Georgia. Will you match one and come into the queue and let us hear from you? Alhamdulillah. And then we're going to bring our other spokesman, Brother Sujal Muhammad, up a little after Brother Muhammad said what he had to say to us. Because we know he's been studying and he's been looking at things and he's been discovering things. He's going to share that with us. Brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Akbar, and those of you in the queue, and as always, may Allah peace and blessings be on all of us and keep us on the straight way that we are on now since the month of Ramadan, and we pray Allah that we don't deviate without repentance so that we can continue to stay on this destiny that we have. And inshallah, along with this wonderful work that's being done on the message of concern, that we'll get and try to dispel with Allah's help all of these images that we know Shaitan has been bombarding the world ever since Allah has given him the opportunity to do so. So we pray, Allah, that we will help continue to free ourselves and others. I like to say, Udu billahi min ash-shaytan nirajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I just want to do some historical real quick, right quick, of these schemes of the shaitan. We know using the language they kind of used to now in the world called artificial intelligence, because we know that Allah gave us the best thing in creation, that was our intellect. You know, so we know that something has been sending images and information that keeps us in a constant jihad, a struggle with controlling our intellect and keeping it in its proper natural inclination, that is to serve Almighty God Allah in this test that we're going through of how to use our intelligence for the benefit of worship and praises to Almighty God Allah and our fellow human being. As we know, we see how even when we got down here real good, our intelligence was assaulted by the shaitan. And he gave us a false image, a false idea that if we deviate from what we already have, we will be successful. We know that the same scheme, we call him scheme, but the artificial persuasion and influence that he gave Cain made him kill Abel. And if we look through the history, we see Allah, with his mercy, had always sent us a reviver, you know, a mujahidin, or one from amongst the people to bring us back to our good common sense, you know, and realize that there's no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is his messenger in our days and time, and all the prophets and messengers before this, in their worship and service to Almighty God Allah, he made it clear also that's who they were. So when we fight the schemes of this shaitan, we are fighting an influence of our intelligence to obey Allah and those messengers and those in authority over us, as long as it doesn't conflict with our worship. As we know, the Bible is contaminated. It is no longer the righteous intelligence that Allah sent into man in the form of revelation to revive his intelligence. It's been contaminated. Well, we know it has been contaminated. We know that many knowledges of how to worship and give praise to the one God has been contaminated, and we are functioning off of artificial intelligence. So again, we know that in our history, when we look at who killed Umar, who killed Uthman, who killed the last righteous caliph, and are they in charge of the education and the tafsirs, you know, that they're giving out to the believers in the Quran and the believers in following the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will see that we have been underneath the artificial intelligence before. When Isa said, I'm going to get you out of this artificial intelligence that you're in, the Bible has been contaminated. He who comes after me will give you clear guidance from your creator, Almighty God Allah. So we know this. So we have to make sure, as we always do, why do we have such a hard time in following our intellect? Why does the best thing that God has given us, the human being, is always in a struggle with left and right, right and wrong, when we already know the truth will set us free? We got to realize that the whole world, except those who say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, and who have sincerity in their heart, Allah is keeping them free from the influences of this artificial intelligence of Shaitan in promising us a better way of life that he has nothing to do with, and the same creator gave his life that we have. When we recognize these schemes, this intelligence, these ideas, these intellectual choices of putting more faith in our emotions, more faith in our senses, more faith in other parts of our body to distract us and mislead us, our hunger, our anger, our desires. When we get back to submitting our intelligence to the clear and only revelation on this earth at this time is the Quran. We know every other book has been tampered with, including the Torah, the other books that we know of. So we can learn from that. We know that Shaitan and his imps, human beings, have been dictating, have been guiding, have been seducing with the word of Almighty God Allah, and by Allah's permission, if we have not in our natural picture, don't know the truth when we hear it, we'll deviate. We'll look at it, take a second look at it. So what we need in these days and times in 2022, if we're going to show the Christian world, the Hindu world, all that, we have to be sincere and straight to the Quran. Those who are in authority to give us a clear intelligence of the Quran that Allah sent us and the life example of Prophet Muhammad. That's why Allah said, I protect this. This will be the only intelligence that I send you that is not going to be tampered with. I think you have suffered enough, inshallah, if we really look at the mercy Allah gives us. He said, we have had enough. He said, you don't have to go through this any farther. It will be made clear. And he'll give us other human beings that we call Hafiz to know every word, so that those who are in charge of this assault on the Islamic life, the translation of the Arabia of the Quran, we have to look at it and say, who are these people in charge of this? We got technology now. There's a reason for all this stuff. Allah has blessed us and be able to look back and pinpoint the hypocrites, when they started, how some of them deviated 22 years after the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was recalled back to Allah, his creator. How they went and joined hands with the enemy, the people who wrestled with the angels when they brought them the truth, the people we call the Jews. How they've been over there in Russia right now, and they've been puppeteering and masterminding everybody on this earth for years, you know, for their benefit, right in our faces. The richest people in Russia, what they call Russia, or in that land over there, are the Muslims who left and went there after the recall of Prophet Muhammad to Almighty God Allah, and the Jews that have been there. How can they get away with what they're doing? Why is Putin rebelling? The dog is mad because he's not getting the bone. And he's seen them trying to get away with the bone. You know, all your monkeys and everything who live there in Ukraine are trying to separate and join onto some of their other escape routes and continue to educate us on a very emotional. We know that when Imam Muhammad came on board, he said, one of the things y'all learned about this Islam is some of it has been taught to you on an infantile level, on an intermediate level. You know, and Allah bless him to come to revive and bring us back to our full maturity of this intellect that we have, if we're going to be the people who are going to establish the favor of Allah to humanity on this earth. Shaitan will talk us to death with his artificial realities, his artificial logic, his artificial rationale about how we should serve God. We know that we have people, we're willfully going and having dialogue and gaining and co-signing people who are using contaminated knowledge for their benefit from the scripture and telling us how to live Al-Quran, where there's no doubt in this book. None at all. All we need is the book. All we need is the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we can help the whole world if we submit to it. We don't have to keep doing all this talking to everybody for the last, they've been doing it for the last 3,000 years. Just think about the Romans and all them, how they established this artificial intelligence that God had a son. It has scholars, has people who have degrees in teaching that God had a son. And they know all the skills and schemes of how to subdue people when they make them think that the creator, which is the naturalness inside the intelligence of all human beings, and they manipulate it, divide up the intellect, divide up the emotion, divide up the spirit, divide and conquer. Now, they have also done that to Al-Islam, not the Quran, but the way we have been taught of what Al-Islam is. That's why they call it Islam. Because they don't want to provoke Allah and just come out and say, this is Al-Islam, we teach it Al-Islam. They don't say that. They say Islam. So that they can know that they're doing it the way Shaitan has told them to do. Just call them. Don't say that you are in charge of it, that you created, it's your thing. Tell them Islam, submission, and then let them figure out submission to what. So we have to be very thankful to Allah. Again, it's very important that we remember that we're in our right mind now. We just come out of Ramadan. Yeah, we human beings. We still have some artificial intelligence residue on us. We still have some influences of the shaitan is and on us. But we can start working and establishing Deen al-Islam, the way of Allah for human beings to live. And we can make our minds stronger, make our intelligence more stronger. And then those people whose intelligence has been perverted, just think, the intellect of Christians, who would have ever thought that the intellect of Christians would be convinced to think a man that he's a woman and a woman think that she's a man? We have to remember the real scheme of the shaitan is to change our mind, make us disobey Allah, disobey our good common sense, what is right, the best food, make us compromise our intelligence, compromise our way of life, compromise our food, compromise, and have us living in filth like pigs. And we think that we are in voodoo, but we're not. We're not. We're not in voodoo. We know. We just, how do you say it, just in worship enough, just the fall victim to the intelligence that Shaitan is feeding us. To other human beings. Look what we've been going through for the last 1,200 years. Ain't it a coincidence that the fall of the educational leadership of the Quran is falling into the hands of the hypocrites who said they believe, who fought right, some of them even fought right along with Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Some of them were plotting and scheming, declaring like they did in the beginning, as we've seen in some of the articulation of the life of the Prophet Muhammad in that movie, The Message. They plot, they still plot against us, because we are Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, using that contemporary connection for inspiration, for making us strong and realize that we are, like Allah tells in the Quran, in the life of the Prophet, to hold on to the rope of Allah, to hold on to our connection with the creator of all the world. But if we don't face the fact that we are dealing with artificial people, artificial intelligence, artificial way of life, all of our food is artificial. We talk about that a million times on this program here. You know, Brother Sujad does a good job explaining how this is artificial food we eat, artificial dress, artificial culture. We should know that. And the world is not going to listen to us until we give them the Quran with no doubt about it. When we give them the life of Prophet Muhammad with no intercessor. Prophet Muhammad, by Allah's permission, has helped many, many men and women be great in their worship to Allah. But they're not supposed to take his job. They can't take his job. They can only become another person who is putting out their artificial intelligence out there, like Imam Muhammad said. They'll go home and put their intelligence on it. Put their two cents on it. Put their twist on it. And most of us don't know that is what we're doing. Because we're used to living in an artificial world where you can get away with a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Remember when they came out with all that stuff, there's a difference between a white lie and a black lie, a little lie, a big lie. A sin is a sin. And they even got us thinking that this big sin is about, you're going to be questioned about every sin that we commit. And Allah best knows what is the reward and the punishment for that sin and that forgiveness. We have this year, again, to help straighten up this whole world with our faith. Allah will answer our du'as. And everybody's waiting. Don't you think them people who call themselves Christians, them people who call it Hindus, who's older than Christianity, they know they're underneath the artificial intelligence of the shaitan, and they know that artificial intelligence is Satan. It's his mind. And he's trying to take over everybody. That's why Allah tells us in the translation that he gave to Imam Muhammad and let us know that man means mind. He said, you know, by the token of time, the mind will be lost. It will become so artificial, it'll be lost. Except those who maintain some kind of common sense and remember that they didn't create themselves. And quit going for these lies that talk about the skin color and this and that is this and that, this and that. Come on, we have to put a stop to this. This is our year. This is our mission, the people of the Mujahid. Or a language that some people like the one who is the spokesperson for human salvation. However they want to look at it, he's still saying the same thing. He is a human being who's been inspired by Almighty God Allah and given permission to bring what he has brought to us. Now he's asking us to do the same for him. Take him to the whole truth and nothing but the truth as you live the life of the Quran and of Prophet Muhammad and help. I said, the whole world save its own self. If the human being can take the Quran and Allah tell you to save your own soul first, look at the broadness of that. Everyone who gets his Quran, everyone who gets the their own understanding from Almighty God Allah through this Quran, and if they really try to save their own soul, the world will save its own self. When men come together, ensure and come to common terms and establish protecting each other's property, loving each other like they love their own self, protecting each other's women, protecting each other's children. You know, we can see that Allah has already given us the victory. He has already given it. He said, you can save your own soul. Don't you fall for the scheme of thinking that something else, a lie or yourself or an army can save you from the hellfire. Only you can do it with this book here, the Quran. So we pray a lot that we don't let artificial everything make us forget that we, the people, here in the United States of America, who are the descendants of African slaves, and especially the African Muslim slaves. It's our job to get everybody's mind back together if they want it. If they want it. By first showing them that we know how to look forward, don't look to the left, don't look to the right, don't turn around, and show the human family that their destiny is in the word of Almighty God, Allah, the creator of all the world. And in his example, like he did for them and those before, he gave each and every one of them a messenger or a prophet to get them where we all are today. Yeah, we all one family. We ain't got to worry about all that stuff. All that's a baby language. But what are we going to do with our matured intelligence that we have now? Can we talk to each other? Can we clean up the earth? Can we clean up immoral character? I think can we do it, at least give, like Imam Muhammad tells us, he said, our job is to make sure that every human being knows the truth. First, he said, know the truth of the Quran. Know the truth of how we are capable of doing exactly what Prophet Muhammad has done with his submission and worship to Almighty God Allah. His strong moral character, his way of dealing with each other, that denies the shaitan from approaching us with his artificial logic, rationale, etc., and having us worshiping in Santa Claus, reindeers, cartoons. You know, we can travel so fast that we can leave gravity and think that we ain't got to come back down. So we pray a lot that this message concern, which has been at its fullness for a while, with the good work that brothers and sisters who have taken this message to concern, and we have already dispelled those images. That was the purpose of the Ramadan, to let us know that we have done our job. What we need to do now is make sure we stay on our job by now giving people the true image of the human being is created by Almighty God Allah, and not by some intelligence of some hypocrite, some thief, some pervert. And don't be so naive. The reason why our Muslim brothers and sisters who migrate like they do, going around in a circle like I don't know where they're going at, pretending that they believe, they need help too. We don't need to abandon the Islamic community. They need more help than the Christian community do. They need more help than any other human being on this earth, because they have a responsibility that in their heart they started off and accepted Allah's guidance. But Allah and his plan has a reason why. In their own free will, they still chose the artificial whisper of the shaitan. Hey, this way. This way. So may Allah please put his peace and blessings on us always. Amen. Back to you, Akbar.
Okay, thank you, Brother Muhammad from Kalama, Georgia. We thank you. And we thank anybody that we got to say. But just raise your hand and match one. Come on in the queue before I bring the brother Sujah Muhammad up. I see we got brother Imam Ibrahim. Assalamu alaikum. We will match one and come into your queue. You match one, please, sir, and come into your queue. Anybody want to speak, match one, come into your queue. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Well, what's going on? Oh, something has acted up. Let's see again. Okay, there you go. Brother Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum. Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah. Well, you got
Just give me 1 minute, my brother.
Okay, I'll give you 1 minute. Let me go on. Brother Sujah Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We're going to bring you up right after Ibrahim.
Yes, sir. No problem. Yeah, I'm here. Alhamdulillah. No problem.
No problem.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So we're here to tomorrow.
My wife, she wanted to say something.
What's the right phone? Yes, sir.
Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got some ma'am. You got it.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. What I want to do is I want to add on something that you had said about, and I heard this twice too, that people think that they know everything, you know. And I said that is something where we have to start teaching our children. And I said now, there's a teaching that we need to teach our children, that I have learned is that when I came into the into Islam is that we need to teach them that Allah have blessed all of us with a talent. All we have to do is perfect it. Alhamdulillah. And that is something that I want to tell. And that would help them get rid of developing. Hello, you still on?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Hello? Yep. Oh, yeah. And that would help them. Okay, because I heard something dinging. Okay. And I said, and that would help them get rid of that envy and jealousy, you know, and let them know that if you see someone got some knowledge and you don't have it, I said, that's a alhamdulillah. What you're supposed to do is try to get that knowledge from that person. That's that slave mentality that image put on us, letting us know when our brothers or sisters was doing good, they said, oh, look at that ugly nigger. They think they know this, they know that. He think that he better than you, you know, like that. Yeah. So we have to stop. So we got to teach our children not to think like that. Let them know. And that helped it be a lot that you have a talent too. All you have to do is develop it.
That's
alhamdulillah.
Right.
That's what we have.
They're all human. No. When one is not better than the other, we're not cars or truck or grapefruit. Or we are human beings, and the best one, the human being God say he made, is that one who obey him the best. That's the best one. That's what they got to realize. They are the best. As long as they're doing that, when they start acting other than that, they start falling in the less category. They start being less. And we show how to bring that to them, let them know that they are precious. They're the precious gift that God has put on this earth, and that new life, that new human life. True. Well, tomorrow, our brother Imam Yusuf Abdullah will be on tomorrow sharing and talking about that same subject that you just brought up. So we look forward to hear him tomorrow, inshallah. Okay, you back, brother Ibrahim Abdullah?
Yes, sir.
Are you back? Okay, well,
yes, sir.
My dear brother, you got it. And if sister want to come back, she can come back later. You got it.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Only bad witness and testify, nothing is ever to work yourself a law alone. And only bad witness, that Prophet Muhammad, to whom the final revelation was sent through, is indeed his messenger and the seal of all prophets. So I seek refuge in Allah from that which makes man forget. That's another translation. I seek refuge in Allah from that which makes man forget. And we know what causes man and woman to forget. Anything that calls you to forget your Lord, that's rough. You know, to even forget your Lord is rough. That's a long time. What caused you to not know your Lord or give your Lord the kind of respect that is due to him for just allowing you to wake up this morning and take that first breath? That's a blessing within itself. You know, we're in a time now in the society, and it's always good, like Muhammad and Suja, my brother and sister say, we always echoing out things that are important in the life of the human being. And the main thing that's important in the life of the human being is to help the human being become more acquainted with his Lord, to become more acquainted with his maker. That's the main thing that we are pushing and on this Block Talk Radio about this imagery. Now, here's a young man. He was 10 that they arrested, was going to do a mass shooting in the school yesterday, Friday. And they arrested him, brought him out in handcuffs, African-American. But my point in saying that is in saying, can't we see that the world is in trouble? If the world is in trouble, and you and I see that the world is in trouble, what do we do? And Muhammad always echoed us out, which is good. Do we weaken our forces? Do we step back? Do we retreat? Or do we keep coming forward? Now, if we step back or retreat for strategy, that's alhamdulillah, that's praise be to Allah, that's good. But we're not retreating. We're steady moving forward. We're not giving up. Otherwise, we have not gave up on the mission that we have been duty-bound by the Lord of all the world to perform. And don't you know that we are performing exorcism? We the only one can truly perform an exorcism. So let me start from scripture. Let me go to scripture, because you know what I'm saying, the world is in trouble. And this is time of trouble that the world is in is confusion. And Satan's goal is to make the masses of people in the world so confused that they can't even see straight. They can't even think straight. They can't even walk straight. But the ones that can see, that have been given a duty by their Lord to just announce our Lord's name, bring our Lord to the people's mind clearly. That's our job. Now, I'm going to go to a Quran real quick to recite something. And inshallah, I can't break it down. I got brothers on the line with me. Help me break it down. But in the Quran, Allah say, and remember now, we're talking about confusion, and you know the world is confused. Anytime 10-year-old, 4, 5, 6-year-old, pick up a gun to go to school to create a mass killing, and you tell me the image don't have anything to do with that? And then let me give you this here before I go to the crime. There was a little boy, 3 years old. His mother and father, I guess, they went downstairs to out the house right on the corner, maybe 20, 30, 50 feet, to the pizza place. And they had a little young baby there, 3 to 4 months old. But the one that was three, let me show you how shaitan is, because we've been taught in Islam. We've been taught, and even in Christianity, when we came along, when we were born, we was taught always to protect the precious cargo, which is a child when it's in this world. When the child come on this side of the world, we are to protect that child's life with our life. Here's a boy, 3 years old. Was it jealousy or envy, unconsciousness, unknowing? It had to be a little bit of that, because that's who Shaitan is after. He not after me and you. They call us rusty. We old. He after the one mind that is still like putty. Look, you know, clay wet, that he can shape and mold. This young child took and put his baby sister in the oven and turned the oven on. Now, when the mother and father come back in the house, they got 2 boxes of pizza, pizza in their hand, and you know the aroma of pizza. So the aroma of the pizza that they went and purchased overtook the aroma of the child being baked in the oven. And then the mother got to looking around to try and find out where the baby at. And she discovered the baby was in the oven. Now, what made this child, 3 to 4 years old, pick up that baby and put that baby in the oven and turn the oven on and bake the child? And you tell me that the world is not in confusion? Oh, rest of it, I'm talking about from the crib now. We're seeing from the crib, what? We're seeing from the crib how confused that the babies are, because they're not being structured and protected properly. Now, let me go to Quran. When I get rid of sight for the Quran, it will, inshallah, sum up everything talking about.
And that's like
what Allah says in the Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek protection from Allah, from that which made man forget, or from Satan, the rejected one. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. If there's a little till, all of those is that lahat. When the earth is shaken, now listen now, when the earth is shaken, now get away from the physical earth. We know when Allah calls the physical earth through an earthquake or hurricane or tornadoes come roaring, we know that. We have to move our intelligence in the non-dilana blessing a little higher now. So if it's Zidel, when the earth is shaken in her utmost convulsions. When the earth, now what earth are we talking about? We're not talking about the physical earth. We're talking about the human being. Your earth too, if there's 114 different elements in the earth that they have found, also have they found the same 114 elements in man and woman. We have the same amount of elements of us that the earth has. So now what earth are we talking about? We talking about the human being. When the earth is shaken in her utmost convulsions, something has happened. It's shaking and it's convulsion. You know what convulsion is? That's like that's almost like not a hurricane, volcano. Utmost convulsion, something finna throw up. And it says, in an utmost convulsion, and then man cries out. Now, Allah has blessed man to see something. Now, I'm finna tie all this in to this imagery stuff that we've been dealing with and that we've been fighting since Allah has given us this mission. So man sees something. Not all man, but the man that Allah has raised up and put his eyesight in the man and let man see something from his mind, cries out, and man say, what is the matter with her? Now the man is questioned, what's the matter with her, the earth? Why is it in convulsion like that? It said because her Lord has given her inspiration. So that means that we as human beings have to bring our entire being spiritually, mentally, physically, economically, socially, we have to bring all that into one. There are five senses, but the five senses are in harmony. They're supposed to be as one. Not one sense going this way, another sense going that way, one going that way, the other going up, another. No. All the five senses have to be in unity, in harmony with their Lord. That's why the earth is shaking in utmost convulsion. But man see this here. So now he has the opportunity to turn this thing around. And the only one can help them turn it around is us. Why? Because we got the revelation. And Allah has blessed us to see from the damage that the image had done to the minds of the people. It even damaged some of us. Praise be to Allah. He blessed us to see, blessed us to live, to get our life straight. Because we were innocent. But he gave us a mission, and by him sparing us and blessing us with this mission, we on the road, and what you got to look out for is that popes over here, that snowball that's coming down the hill, look little right now, but you better watch it. That's us. And it's moving anything out the way that's in his way. So when the earth speaks out like that, your body is saying, wait a minute, I'm not in tune with my Lord. That's why we say that we're Muslims. Why? I'm going to tie it in with this. If I say I'm Muslim, I'm saying I am one who has submitted my will entirely to God's will. Now, when I take and tie my will into God's will, that means that my five senses are in tune or in harmony with the will of God. So everything I want to do, I want to do and be in with the will of God when I do it. Now, wait a minute, you got two more sisters, so you thought it was just five. But there's two more. We have to remove the image. Let's go to number six. What principle is that? That's the emotional principle. And with the imagery, that's what they had done. They had put something in front of you and made you become so attached to it emotionally that when the truth come to you, you will argue the truth tooth and nail to prove that it's wrong. But then you got number seven. It's perfection. But if God has blessed you to move away from that emotional zone and bring your life into a more, a more relaxed state, then you are able to see and get in the battle and help us fight this fight that we're fighting. So, but the two out of five senses, two, you got cultivation. We're cultivating our life and bringing our life in accord with God, like to fight this image. You can't fight it by yourself. That's why God gave you all the ammunition you need to fight it. So we're cultivating our life, and as we cultivate it, we put everything in our life from the earth that we need, the mineral, the vitamins, to get the strength from God, the spirit. We put it in our cultivation, and then what we do? Number seven is refinement. We have come so refined that Satan don't even want to bother us. I was reading in reflection by Imam Muhammad today, our leader, talking about this enemy, what we're talking about right now, fighting. And he was saying that Satan is not after the pimp, the prostitute, the gambler, the hustler. He's not after them. He said that Satan said, okay, I ain't worried about them. You know, I've been doing this 1,000 years with the pimps, the hoes, all I've been had. I ain't worried about them. Let me look at these imams. Let me look at these rabbis. Let me look at the Vatican. Let me see what they're... Those are ones that he is targeting. Now, I'm going to move them two out the way. And I'm going to just put the imams there because that's what we represent. Satan is saying, I'm going to see, can I influence them, so-called imams, to get them to do my plan and my bidding, and then I got them. So when you look at the community in a weak state, that's what you better look at. And if Imam Muhammad told us, where do Satan hide at? Say he hides at the top. Why the top? He get in position where he can control stuff. And what he controls doesn't benefit the believer because of their image. Oh, how sweet it is. Allahu Akbar. Allah, God is the greatest for giving us the insight in the information and knowledge from scripture, how to fight this fight. And believe me, brothers and sisters, we're not fighting this fight by ourselves. We ain't just jumped up out of the blue, say, okay, I see that thing up there, I'm going to fight. No, we've been instructed from the blueprint that God has sent down, the manual, which is Quran and all the scripture, he has sent it down and said, give them this. Tell them to read this and tell them to perfect their religion. And this is where they're able to stay on top. They're able to move and conquer anything that they want to conquer. Now, one more verse I want to go to. I'm going to joke to sit off the top of my head. I read the other thing. You see the fight we're fighting about removing all images from worship. If this wasn't true, if this didn't have the bite or the influence that it has, then why was it done way back when? And every prophet, we can go to scripture and show you that this is what the prophets were fighting. Let's go to Abraham alayhi salam. When he went and tore up all the idols that his father had built, they used to call them idols, and this is what they worship. And he was telling him through his ordeal, coming in contact with the Lord of all the worlds, that the image was the main thing God objects to. They say, oh, no. Who tore up all our images? Say, Abraham struck him with the right hand, tore all of them with the right hand, and left one, the big one they made. So when they question him, say, Ibrahim, did you do that? Now watch the wisdom of God that he put in Ibrahim to say, did you do that? Did you strike all that imagery down? He said, ask the biggest one. The big one to ask him if he's intelligent enough to answer. And that dumbfounded them right then. They knew that their image couldn't talk back to them. So what if we're fighting? We're fighting imagery, and our people still think that the image is talking back to them. No, what's talking back to you is the influence of Shaitan to keep you dumbfounded. Don't know wood, nothing talk. But in your mind, something is telling you something. And I don't care what nobody says. Just like our sister said, Quran said. I got 2 points I'm finna close out. About what some persons have knowledge. We're supposed to be intelligent enough to listen to the knowledge that someone else has. We don't have it all. But someone else could say something and prick your conscience and say, that's right. That's right. You know, our leader told us, he was telling about all the mahab, all the schools of thoughts. And people say, well, you know, mahab means school of thought. No, mahab means walking that way. You're using the school of thought. What you mean? You're walking in the direction to get the knowledge to become a human being. Let's leave that alone. He said, but there will be, there are men over these schools, Maliki, Shafi, all these. He said, but in time, there will be women that will come up in our religion and be scholars and be over schools of thoughts. That show you the justice and the balance in our religion. That's what helps us also, because why I'm saying that, also destroy the relationship between man and wife. Oh, I'm dominant. You do what I tell you to do. But isn't it more intelligent to say, baby, do what God say do. Do what, whatever Allah say, do it. When your wife comes and says, baby, I just got to reading the Quran. I heard you talking, and Allah said in the Quran, so-and-so, so-and-so, so-and-so. You're supposed to submit. Baby, you're right. How come she can't be right? Because the image that they betrayed, that man was God, man is over the woman, you ain't over nothing. You ain't even over yourself. Only by Allah's will. But Allah said, man and woman, so we're equal. The woman know her duty. You don't have to tell her how to be a woman, and you know your duty. You don't have to tell you how to be a man. You both complement each other. But the image had destroyed that. We can't even be humble towards our wife. Like if I'm humble some of that, we can't even cry. A little boy running down the street behind the daddy, and he falls and starts crying. Oh, get up, boy. You know, men don't cry. He's not a man. He's a child. But that's to show you how insensitive you are. Anyway, this image had did a lot of damage. If God willing, we're going to correct it. I say we, including any of those outside of our religion who wants to stand up for the truth and act upon the truth that God has revealed in the scripture. Yeah, we can do that together. And this is how we have to work. We got to work together. The only way to the scheme of Satan ain't but one thing going to defeat it. Now, you may got a lot of things running through your mind right now, but I'm going to make it simple. The only thing that will defeat the schemes of Satan is unity. We have to unite and a solid wall. Meaning can't no air come between us. Any air or breath or whisper of disunity, of deceit, huh, from Satan cannot get into our ranks and to destroy what we're trying to do. He know that we got the truth. He know we knock him in the head every time he try to show his head. And that's why he's not worried about the pimps, the hoes, and all that in the street. He's worried about you and I, because you and I talk a language that hurts him, that makes him go to thinking. And you know what he say? Yeah, I know I told Allah, just give me some time. And I show you they ain't worthy of you. Just give him some time. But not when he hears talk. You know what he say? Oh, those are one Allah told me about. Allah told me, Satan, said, go. He said, have children with them. Lay with them. Be with them. Influence them. You can't hurt them physically. But he gave Shaitan, Satan, the rule permission to come among us. But he said, the one that you will not be able to influence or hurt is my ED. Brothers and sisters, all praise be to Allah. We are the elite. We come to you in peace, going to lead you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Brother Suja, thank you, Brother Ibrahim, for that excellent talk. You're right on the money.
Okay.
May Allah continue to
my wife, Mom.
Thank you. Brother, are you Suja? Suja.
I think Amin was saying something. Akbar.
Brother Amin, Assalamu alaikum.
Brother Amin. Assalamu alaikum.
Hold up, Iraqi. Hold up. Suja.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. My big brother.
You want to go on last? Young man.
Yeah. I yield to Robin, okay. Brother Raki. Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Always to young brother.
Okay, Brother Raki. You got 12 minutes. You got it, Raki.
Assalamu alaikum.
Peace and blessings be upon everyone, and peace and blessings be upon America and the global world. Today is a memorable day of Memorial Day for America. May Allah bless the birth of our nation and the birth of Memorial Day to establish better decisions within our government and federal government for the men and women who have risked their lives and have died. May Allah grant them forgiveness and peace. Amen. European superiority or superior groups, they hold the flag. But them holding the flag does not match with the Constitution of America. Them holding the flag is utilized and used for racial injustice and racism, not just well in America and throughout global world and throughout our countries that are being funded by wars on Muslims, ones who say they believe in Allah. Billions and billions of dollars are exchanged from our country, America, to Jerusalem. This is yearly, and yet we have not made leadership decisions to stop poverty and hunger in our own country. So we see where our leadership, we see that we need better leadership. Man knows about his evil through his own experience. My phrase, Raqib. I hold the flag different from others. Some hold the flag just because of war. My religion teaches me Islam. It teaches me peace. It does not teach me cowardly to turn my back on an enemy. It teaches me to go forward, as Allah teaches us to promote peace. We are the promoters of peace. But I hold the flag, and different from others, because we have others that hold the flag just because of combat, not understanding even our own constitution, not understanding our rights, our own rights. Some say it's patriotic, more so of imagery. Everything these days are imageries to us as Americans. Image sells. In sales, you have business. The imagery of Christ sells. It's a seller. It's one of the top sellers in America. You could put the image on the cross, crucify the crucifixion of Christ. Or you can put the imagery of artists writing and drawing the famous artist picture, which is not, we know that it's not Isa alayhi salam or Christ that we know. So we hold the flag for different reasons. We as Muslims hold our flag, our believers in our country, our good, righteous people who have come together and established righteousness to fight off evil, though it be our own lives, as our ancestors that fought hard for their lives. So we hold this flag for moral freedom, not just freedom, because freedom is not accountability to hold or any responsibility for anyone to just go smoke a cigarette or smoke a blunt or use drugs or be evil towards neighbors or to be evil towards people, period. That's not freedom. That's ignorance. Ignorance have a price to pay. Is that Allah tells us in Scripture and the Quran, he says, is there any recompense for evil other than evil? Is there any recompense for good other than good? But we hold these flags for different reasons. We hold the flag that Harriet had fought so hard for to free so many slaves. We hold the flag that Marcus Garvey got kicked out of the country for running a revolution to empower the minds of African Americans to make them feel important after slavery had beat us down and took away our spirit. We hold the flag for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, which he started a movement of the Nation of Islam to reestablish moral, educated African American women and men to achieve great success through even the schooling of Clara Muhammad, Sister Clara Muhammad, that is held in our forward lines. We hold the flag for Frederick Douglass, James Brown, and his sons in the Revolution that they fought against America, against the evil corruption of government. We hold these flags to let every land know that this is the land to come to for equality, to be treated as anyone else should be treated. We look in the Quran, and from the Quran, our Prophet Muhammad, which is the seal of the prophet, the prophethood with divine revelation to purify the spoken word of God, of Allah, from the Quran. He come to purify what's been unpurified, and he come to reestablish order and law, not just in one land, but all nations, though nations have not responded to this cause of righteousness. Though we pray hard that our global world do have a response, as well as America have a response for Islam, for peace. But we hold this flag for our Constitution that states we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator. This phrase is putting responsibility on Allah, on God, on God. That Satan, unalienable rights and eligible rights that among these are life. This is only something that God, Allah, can produce, not being. Liberty. Liberty. And this pursuit of and happiness life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Liberty is a freedom, and it's a responsibility that's been put upon our own humanity. Christ, Isa, alayhi salam, or neither did Muhammad or any other righteous men and women that Allah has, or God has put into society, died for anyone's sins. Yet they have told mankind that the wages of sin is death. So we as the righteous men and women amongst our nations, we as the righteous men and women amongst our nation, we honor from God, from the Creator, a moral liberty. We don't want to just have the freedom of ignorance. We want it to be apprehended. We want it to be in check. We want society to check the ignorance. Though we have a lot of unformed law enforcement, the unformed government that have not taken our 14th Amendment serious. Our 14th Amendment is that in the states of America, that everyone as a citizen to that state has a share of equality, that freedom of religion, freedom of homosexuality, freedom of justice. It's every state from our 14th Amendment, yet it's not being practiced within our countries. So we hold these flags for different reasons than other Americans. We have a need of leadership. A man worthy Muhammad came out with a I think it said in the 70s, speech. You can look it up on your Google. You can Google it. It's called Need for Leadership. I believe it's three episodes. if I'm not mistaken, it should be about three episodes. And one of the main things that he talked about was leadership. And leadership has to be not the way that we respond for our emotions. Leadership should be in a logical, reformed state of presentation towards us first, the individual, because the Quran speaks to the individual. The word of God speaks to the individual before it speaks to community life. We know this by Allah says to us, save yourself and your family from a painful torment of fire who feel is men in stone. And when we bind together as a concrete structure, as the brother said before me, we work better. We work better. Not just in this concrete structure, just as prayer and worship, but to build. Not just to build, for group economics. That is our power in America, to work together and to build group economics that we so well need. But Shaitan comes between man and his soul for his desires, so that you won't see holding the flag is beneficial towards you as being an African American in America. You only see a flag as an image for you to serve our country and not to embedder yourself in the country or the laws that would govern our country. You hold the flag just for imagery. I have many of people in our family and in our family, in my family, that have served the country and they had served the country and come back home and did not gain the respect as a European would just not serve the country and walk down the street. So this is something that has to be worked on continuously to embitter us.
Law white bar.
Love. So you telling me to close out?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'll close with we hold our flag to condition the conditions of our people. We are the people of America. Man knows about the evil through his own experience. I am Raqib. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah. Well, we're going to bring Brother Suja up there. Tie this thing together. So any questions for Brother Raqib? Anybody got any questions? Just raise your hand. Or anybody got anything for them? I got any questions? Alhamdulillah. Nobody? So, okay. Anybody raise your hand? So then raise your hand. All you got to do is match one to come into the queue. Okay, well, let me go and bring my good brother Suja Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Suja.
Well, thank you, Master Man.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
So you heard, so now you got it.
Move Allah's name, the most gracious, the most compassionate, the most merciful. I bear witness and testify that there is only one God. There's only one God, one creator. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. And I bear witness also to those great men, great prophets and servants of Allah, Christ Jesus, Abraham, Noah, Lot, all those great men gave their worship and service and their prayers to Allah. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salamu wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah, I really learned something from each one of the brothers. You know, he's one of the presentations, and that's basically what keep me together, keep me coming the way I'm coming, you know, because each one of us is contributing to this truth, and Allah said that he was going to bring us together as one solid wall, one solid brick wall. You know, just imagine that you can't find no cracks, nothing that you can get through or come through, that you can use to divide or cause division with the believers of Allah, that when a believer speaks, everything that he says is supported by another believer. Everything that he says that is right, that is truthful. You know, if I say something wrong, you know, I pray that Allah, I pray to Allah, then I'm corrected if I say something wrong, you know, because I don't want to be seen as one that's giving out false information. You know, We got all type of Muslims. Imam Wahid Muhammad says, you know, and we know about infiltration. We know how that goes. We know how this devil works. How he can go along with us, and at the same time, one can be among us that's causing division. And for some reason, you know, everybody gets suspicious. That's the devil. Can cause that type of confusion, you know. So we have to come together. Your power is my power. You see? My power is your power. You know, anytime I can use your power against the corruption out here, I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it, you know. And that's the way we have to move. You know, we have to move as one solid wall, one solid brick wall, you know. And Shaitan, let's shake Shaitan up. He know he can't get through our brothers and sisters that is united. I remember there in Chicago, I used to be with brothers that everybody know, they know them. But anytime they see us together, you know, I can hear, you can hear some of the devil say, uh-oh, here come Shuja, and here come Omar. And there's other brothers that we stand up with, Brother Muhammad. You ain't gonna cause no division with him. If you whisper something to him, then he gonna pass it on, and get it straightened out, you know. So anytime the person listen to the whisper, then they are part of it. They're a part. If they don't check it, if they can't see, this is Shaitan is trying to cause division, then they are part of it. They're part of it, you know. And the Quran say that the hypocrite and disbelievers, they always think somebody's talking about them. They always thinking that somebody's moving against them. They think that everything that's said is about them. You know. So we can't have that. We can't allow that type of spirit to be among us. You know, I like to read something from the Holy Quran, and this is dealing with Shaitan also. And I don't like to talk too much about Shaitan because I don't like to put him in the spotlight, because I'm and I give attention to him, only thing people hear is what I'm saying about him, and they want to find out more about him. You know, Shaitan is a coward. Shaitan has no power. You know, we look, our power come from Allah. That's where our power come from, Allah. And when we get the power from Allah, we practice unity. We apply together. We stick together as one wall. You know. And see, I think one of the things is that we can't We can't measure things. We don't know right from wrong. And in this sense, is when a person, everything they do is in your behalf, and it's going to help you, and it's going to help people like you, and you come together against that person. A person that everything that they say is benefiting you, and it's going to protect you, and it's uniting you, bringing you together. But you let somebody cause division between you and that. We can't let that happen, brothers and sisters. And I'd like to read something from Alpha Khan, the Criterion. That's Surah 25. Start that one. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion to his servant, that it may be an admonition to all creatures. The criterion, the knowledge of right and wrong. And knowing that right and wrong, it warns you. It gives you the admonition. It gives you the warning that you need in order to move forward and practice El-Islam and practice righteousness. He to whom belongs the dominion of the heaven and the earth, you know that's talking about Allah. No son has he begotten, nor has he a partner, has he a partner in his dominion. He don't have a son. And you can't get nobody that you can set up with him, the creator of the heaven and earth. You can't give that person the same space that you give Allah. Make that person equal to Allah by giving them certain respect, and it's causing division. That respect that you give them is causing division. But it makes you feel like you a person that is more important, that you don't arrive. Now I'm part of the clique. You can't give a person that type of respect. Because what you're doing, you're setting up partners with Allah. You're establishing church. You're establishing shirk. You're giving too much respect to this person. What happened to all praise due to Allah? And what happened to the work that needs to be done? Imam Wahidi Muhammad said, ain't nothing more important than removing racial images out of worship. And here we are putting up an individual image. We gonna put that one up as the object of superiority. We can't allow that. We can't do that. We can't have that type of fear in us. You may say, "Well, I don't fear nobody." That's not how we determine whether or not you don't fear nobody. We do determine who you fear by your conduct and the positions that you take. That's how we tell whether or not you got fear in your heart. The position that you take. Who you building up? Who you setting up partners with God? That's how we tell you, you got fear in your heart. Not by what you say. We can say anything. Allah said, yet have they taken besides him gods that can create nothing, but of themselves created, that have no control of hurt or good to themselves. Nor can they control death, nor life, nor resurrection. But the misbelievers say, no, is this but a lie, which he has forged, and others have helped in him at it. In truth, it is they who have put forward an iniquity and a falsehood. And that's the way, that's the way it is always. The one that practices hypocrisy always accuses you of hypocrisy, of dishonesty, of division. They always accuse you of doing it, but that's what they're practicing. They practicing division. They practicing dishonesty, and you can tell when a person is whispering. They tells on themselves.
We would never do anything illegal or hinder anybody's movement in any form or fashion. What's her name and badge number?
And they say, tales of the ancients.
Oh, is that right? Is that right? I bet their policy says she's supposed to identify to a member of the public by name and badge number when
asked. I'm not going to respond to that. I'm not going to respond to that.
Yes, sir. You
too? Late.
I'm waiting till they get through.
Okay. Who talking?
I'm talking.
Okay, go ahead.
And they say, tales of the ancients, which he has caused to be written. And they are dictated before him morning and evening. Say the Quran was sent down to him who knows the mystery that is in the heavens and the earth. Verily he is all forgiven, most merciful. And they say, what sort of a messenger is this who eats food and walks through the street? See, this type of insinuation, you know, that I don't recognize a person that is like me, a person that can do is dependent like me, that need water, that need air, that eat food. Allah said, why has not an angel been sent down to them to give ammunition with him? Or why has not a treasure been bestowed on him? Or why has he not a garden for enjoyment? So that's how they measure success. Person got a whole lot of money. The person got a whole lot of knowledge. The person know Arabic. That's not the criteria. So the wicked say, ye follow none other than a man bewitched. Because he's a human being. He's bewitched. See what kind of similitude they con for thee, but they have gone astray, and never a way will they be able to find. So Allah with them. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So this Quran is our guidance. It's showing us that everything that they accuse you of is what they're doing. Everything they blame you of is what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the trick, brothers and sisters. Thank you very much. We pray that Allah continue blessing us and at some time we come together and stand up like one solid brick wall. I stand on my ankle.
Well, they got the lamb.
Never touch.
Anybody got any question for Sujar to raise your hand? Got anything to say? A question for the brother A. Muhammad from Columbus, Ibrahim Abdullah, any questions to Pasuja, our brother, the young man that spoke out tonight.
I sound like.
Well, I got to lay on.
I just want to say that's inspirational and very motivational, and I thank you. For those kind words. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got to say, okay, then I'm going to go, Brother Ibrahim. Assalamualaikum. Ibrahim. Brother Muhammad from Columbus. Brother Muhammad from Columbus. He's gone. Oh, Brother Ibrahim. Ibrahim Abdullah. Yeah, man, you want to say something for a few minutes?
Sure.
Huh?
I can't leave him.
We got to sit down.
I pray that Allah give us the courage as a people to go and talk to the world courts for humanitarian rights for not just America but for the global world. Allah has put us in America that have democracy. have been established into the law, abiding into the law by the remarkable founders of our country. And we want to continue working to see that we get the same benefits, spiritual benefits without it being a spiritual war, religious benefits without it being a religious war, economic benefits without it being an economical war. And I do believe if we continue putting pressure on the leadership of our country, that we will see progressiveness, as we have said, as good men on this phone have witnessed the change of America. And I believe if we work all together, and as Dr. King said, lift every voice and sing, lift every being, with when they gain into that age of consciousness and bettering themselves in society, then we will see a better America, a land of the good, the righteous. And like,
I'm going on.
Thank you, Brother Akib. I see Brother A. Muhammad back up. Brother A. Muhammad, you want to close it out for a prayer? Then we'll come back and talk a little longer until the lady cut us off. You got it? Yeah, Brother A. Muhammad, you want to close out with a prayer?
Yes, sir. Udu billahi min shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim. Wala dolin. Amen. Just want to say right quick that talking to some brothers early this morning, the brothers and sisters there in Fayetteville and other areas in North Carolina, inshallah, they are moving on some of the vibes and the good moralization that BUII started. And they are coming together to have a sure somewhere around June the 7th on a local level on how to establish one of the brothers there who have a farm there, help them establish the total package, stockyard, start making efforts to talk to the other farmers in the area and other states, and they try to get control of establishing this halal food source, and et cetera, and hope that it grow into a bigger picture by Allah's permission. So again, these are people who BUII has already met and talked on several occasions. And so at least Allah is rewarding us with our dawah efforts to put forth a model inspiration to encourage others to try to establish a township. We have one brother there in North Carolina who's trying to take his 72 acres and establish the same type of modelization that we are still making dua to Allah to establish there in Sandersville, Georgia. You know, he's putting pipelines in now. They putting the sewage in. They already allocated land for the cemetery at the masjid. They're talking about building apartment buildings and homes once they get the sewage and thing, then they get the plots. And inshallah, be selling some land here pretty soon. Again, the inspiration that come out of BUII, directly or indirectly, by us all doing our dawah and at least keeping the BUII word out there and our intentions of what we started working on by the last position a few years back. And it's taken on in law, and what they always say, what goes around, come around. The one brother also established today through a phone call to the brother in Fitzroy, Alabama, which we know as we talked to in the beginning also. And he gave him a telephone number to some believers there in Florida who have access to 2,000 or 3,000 cattle and goats and everything. They run their own stockyard there in Florida. They actually have a stockyard where they're bringing in animals and put them on chains and trucks and ship them out to different people, and they having animals coming from everywhere that they keep there in their stockyard. And so so we it's coming together. And like I said, BUII and others just had to keep the faith that Allah's going to make us that solid brick wall. You know, right now we're also still working with one brother who's, you know, inshallah, if his intention, you know, Allah reward him, you know, he wants to take me and about five other brothers over to Liberia with him to see his land. And again, to implement the same idea of BUII's effort, you know, and got it out there in the atmosphere. You know, the other brother in Montgomery, the other brother you got in Montgomery, Alabama, you know, he just been given 166 acres by some elderly people, Muslim farmers, and they want him to develop their land for him. He's getting ready to turn it into a fishing license, hunting. He's going to have lakes. He's going to have walking trails, you know, have cabins and everything. So, again, the spirit that I would have to testify that BII is one of the main inspirations that started all this talk going on around, you know, and everything like that, you know. So it's very important that get to share this news. I'm very happy to share this news with those of you in BUII, because don't want you to think that Allah has not Allah. We know Allah hasn't forgot you, but the people haven't forgot you. You know, they are under the spirit of having established business lives of their own, et cetera, like that. And as we know, the imam up there in Philadelphia, he's about almost through with clearing his land and everything so he can build this meat processing plant, halal meat processing plant from the ground up. And we say maybe another 8 or 9, 10 months, maybe a year at the most, inshallah. You know, he'll be in position where if he gets the support of the solid brick wall that Allah has already told us we already are, he'll be getting out at least 1 million pounds of zabiha meat a week. You know, and be using that to help finance places like BUII. And it's like BUII is also doing the same thing with whatever Allah gives them, helping sponsor other people to do what they want to do. You know, so we keep sharing this love for oneself like we love for each other. You know, Allah is going to continue to reward us. Just wanted to share some of that news and everything is still moving along. And I don't let them forget for a minute about BUII. You know, I let them know that you was the spark of this facilitating, you know, this unity in community life as well as in business life, you know, and it's catching on. And so just wanted to share that with y'all. That seemed like something nice to say.
Thank you. Only me.
Did you hear that, Suja?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, what Brother Muhammad just said?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. That's what we want.
That's what we want.
That's what we want.
I think we still got some more doors we can go through and get what we need. We're going to go through them doors. BUII going to go through them doors. We're going to get what
right.
we need,
and,
inshallah.
And soon as I see how they go. And soon as I find out what this date on June 7th, how to get on the block take, I mean the Zoom to do it, I'm going to make sure BII knows so that y'all can be present. You know.
Allah Akbar.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad.
Yeah.
You'll be on tomorrow and bring that news. Inshallah. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And being with us tonight, I really enjoyed another good meeting. May Allah continue to bless us to come together and share with nice people tomorrow. Brother Yusuf Abdullah from Nashville, Tennessee, will be here tomorrow, inshallah.
Okay.
We look crazy to do to Allah for all the good we're doing and talking about, and now we're trying to put this in motion.